talk sports.
You son of a you better not hire that coach who can't even have a decent record at Rutgers.
Legendary Pennsylvania jockey Jose Flores died after a sickening racing incident yesterday.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
You're disgusting. We're going to hire the man that gave 69 points to the Butch Jones offense?
Nice.
No longer a Vol for life. Seriously, John, you.
On 1340 WKGN.
Spike the Elephant may be the happiest elephant in the world. Why is he the happiest elephant in America, you might ask? He joined 6 female elephants, Ambika, Shantai, Bozi, Kamala, Swarna, and Maharani, in his elephant pit.
Do you want to be average? Grow a pair of you. Hour 2 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Let's hit some Hour 2 headlines. Didn't take long. Less than a week. 4 games for Gilbert. Drew Gilbert has been called up from the Astros rookie league team to single A after going, I believe, batting 455 in 4 games last week. So he's on the way up. Single A, but we'll see how he does with that pitching. I wouldn't be surprised if he smashes it for a couple weeks and gets up to Double A. We'll see.
Nice. Good for him.
That's what a first-round pick's supposed to do, though. Good job by Gilby Goubert.
Yeah. Rise to the ranks. We love to see it.
Rise to the ranks. All right, Cam, hit us with some headlines.
All right. Justin Tucker, he got paid, seeing as who's the other kicker? Some other kid got paid, and they decided to make him the best paid kicker again because, obviously, Justin Tucker has unreal stats, best kick percentage in NFL history. He's never missed a kick in last minute of regulation, which is an unreal stat.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, he has agreed to a 4-year extension that pays him $24 million, 17.5 guaranteed. He is back to being the highest paid kicker in the NFL. So good for him getting paid, getting the respect I guess he deserves. I think he's under contract now through like 2027, somewhere in there.
But he's the best.
Yep. That in the regulation stat is unreal to me.
Never missed from any yardage?
It says he's never missed a kick in the final minute of regulation.
I mean, that one against Detroit last year that he hit from 60-something yards was very, very
NFL,
important then.
Yeah, longest field goal ever.
Tucker's the man.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
He's the man.
Chris Boswell was the one that, I guess, got paid from the Steelers.
Yeah.
How much? What level of draft pick would you trade for Justin Tucker right now to be for him to be a Titan?
Right now? A 4th or 5th round pick. I don't know. If I got his whole career, it'd be worth a 1st round pick. I mean, if you got, like,
honestly,
to have.
It's been that big of a difference.
Yeah, but like, I don't know how. The thing, that's the thing with kickers is, like, when it goes, it goes.
Right.
So, like, he could be the GOAT and then, you know, get in his head and miss 5 straight and then, like, never get it back. Like, but if you guaranteed me I got his whole career, yeah, I'd give up a 1st-round pick for that, for sure.
No, I agree with you. I mean, probably 2 years ago or 3 years ago, whenever it was that Ryan Succop started struggling.
That was 2020. That was 2020, right? COVID year.
It might have been 2019.
It was when we opened the season against the Broncos. It was 2020.
Yeah, that was. I do remember that.
We just couldn't have a kicker make anything.
That 2020 was.
I guess Succop was hurt that year.
Gronkowski.
Okay, well, our kicker was hurt,
Succop,
I guess.
Succop started struggling 2019.
Well, in 2020, so we couldn't make any damn field goals.
No, yeah, 2019, Succop struggled, and that's why we replaced him with Gronkowski, thinking that that would solve our problems, and he struggled to start the season, too.
Okay.
So, like, if you would have asked me 2019, 2020, I would have given up a 2nd-rounder for Justin Tucker easy. But, yeah, even right now, I'd still give up a 4th-rounder for him.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. Did you say he's the most accurate kicker of all time?
Yeah, it was like 91%.
That's the highest of all time?
Yeah.
I mean, I know, like, he's nails, but, like, a lot of his – for me, like, a lot of what Tucker brings is, like, you know, the clutch factor. Like Cam said, not missing any late kicks, and then having the leg where, you know, he's, you know, consistently hitting from 50 yards plus. I'm actually surprised that 91.1% is the highest.
91.061, yeah.
I'm actually surprised it's the highest of all time. Last year was his
probably a minimum number, I guess, in there.
Oh yeah, no, for sure, but, for sure. Last year was his second best percentage all of his career. No, third best, 94.6, which was a little bit of a rebound because in 2020 he dipped below 90%. Anyways, moving on. Good job by Justin Tucker.
Yeah, big time by him.
We got the official others receiving votes for the coaches poll. Tennessee, okay. If you were curious where they came in the top 25, they were the 28th team.
Okay.
So 26, 27, 20. They were the third team outside the top 25. LSU comes in at 30th. Auburn at 31st, which seems absurd to me.
That seems absurd, yep.
Who the hell thinks Auburn's any good this year? Mississippi State, 36th. Florida, 37th. South Carolina, 46th.
I'm surprised that South Carolina and Mississippi State aren't higher. But again, I guess, like you said, with the coaches' poll,
yeah,
not a lot of effort sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially at this point in the year.
Yeah, that seems, seems like they just kind of started guessing and Christmas treeing it at a certain point. Cam, any other headlines?
Yeah. Kareem Hunt requested a trade over the weekend from the Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
The Browns quickly denied his request.
They said, nope, you ain't going nowhere, buddy.
But he is obviously frustrated being second fiddle there behind Nick Chubb. He still thinks he's a starting caliber running back, and I think most organizations would agree for the most part.
I don't know if he has a problem being second fiddle, like in terms of like sharing workload. It seems like his problem is just like they're not giving me a new contract. He's in the last year of his 2-year extension. But if you're the Browns, you're like, bro, you missed 9 games last year.
Yeah.
Like, where were you at last year? We can't give you a contract when we don't know if you're healthy. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I don't know if you saw, bro, but we just gave, you know, Deshaun Watson $230 million. I don't know if you saw, like, while you were not really playing, but Dearness Johnson was that his name?
Yeah.
It's pretty damn good.
Pretty solid, yeah.
So, like, we can find him and keep him at a fraction of the cost. That's what we're going to have to do, Playboy.
Yep, running backs are kind of like that nowadays, you know? Almost a dime a dozen to an extent outside of, like, the top few guys. So.
I mean, I think Hunt's really good. It's just if you have a Chubb, you don't pay a Hunt.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a Johnson, like, on your back, you know, like, as your third back that's, you know, ran pretty hard and ran pretty well.
Yeah, it's not seems like a
Yeah, I mean,
big
a Johnson
issue.
And a Chubb is more than enough.
Right. Like, I don't think they're all of a sudden going to get rid of Chubb, but you can't pay Chubb big money and then also, like, pay Hunt. So, like, if you're Hunt, sorry, bro. I am a little bit surprised that they wouldn't trade him, though.
I figured there would be teams that would maybe want to move for him.
I don't know. Like, any – I mean
– I'm sure some called in after they saw that report.
Granted, the team that I would think most of would be the Ravens, and obviously you're not going to trade within division.
Yeah, if I'm the Bills, I'm also calling too.
I don't know though. Like you still have. I mean, I guess like some investment in Zach Moss.
Sure.
Or Singletary, right?
Yeah.
And then you just drafted James
another
Cook.
Another guy too. I mean, I understand that, but like, I still think they need.
They like James Cook a lot.
I think Kareem Hunt's a top 10 back though.
I do too.
I don't know if James Cook is. Now he could be. You know, he could
I don't
be
like James Cook as a prospect personally, sure. But the Bills do.
Anyways, we'll talk some more NFL throughout the show. Cam, any more headlines?
Yeah. The PGA Tour filed to keep the LIV golfers out of the FedEx Cup playoffs. They basically asked the federal judge to deny the temporary restraining order to 3 of its suspended members who left for the LIV tournament and are seeking to participate in the FedEx Cup playoffs, arguing that the players can't have their cake and eat it too. Which is in quotes, so I guess that's exactly how they said it. For some reason.
It's a great legal argument.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I heard
sir.
It's one of the most sound legal arguments.
You can't have your cake and eat it too, because once you eat the cake, it is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think, just side note, that's a dumb expression. Why can't you eat your cake?
Well, you can, but then you don't have the cake.
Wasn't that kind of the point? Like, you get your cake to eat your cake,
but then you
and
eat
then
the
you
cake.
Don't have your cake.
You eat the cake. You don't. Once you eat the cake, it's gone. You no longer have the cake. So, like, I think in this scenario, they're saying that the LIV golfers ate the cake by going to LIV. Now they can no longer cry about not having a cake because the cake is gone.
Maybe I just didn't understand the meaning of the expression.
I mean, it's a stupid expression. But like once
the
you eat the
I
cake,
think
it's
about
gone.
It, the more wise it seems.
Yeah, once you eat it, it's gone.
So were you just thinking of it like, oh, I have this cake that I own, so of course I get to eat it?
Yeah, well, I think he's thinking like
that's how I always thought the expression. Okay. It was like you can either have your cake and not eat it, or you can eat some cake but not have a cake.
Right.
But I guess I didn't.
Well, I thought you looked at it as like, why can't I eat the cake if it's my cake? Yeah. It's my cake.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Because you're like, hey, what's the point of having a cake if I can't eat it? I think that's how a lot of people look at it. But yeah, I think the idea is that like.
So what's the point of having?
I think the idea is like once
you can't eat them too.
Once you use it up, it's gone.
Or
no, this is about the golfers. Who again? Them eating the cake was about this, them eating the cake was going to live. Like they went and ate the money.
Right. Which actually.
They ate up their credibility.
Is actually a pretty good argument. Like, hey, if you want her to play in our stuff, stay with us.
Yeah. I mean,
love for a comment from Arthur Smith here.
It's a phrase that's been around since 1538.
I would do.
It's been around for a long time.
I didn't even know they had cake in 1538.
It's when they just invented it.
Honestly, in my mind, really until like 1800, people just ate plants. And like
they didn't know the cook stuff.
Meat they hunted.
I don't know. Wasn't around.
So I guess we've really just kind of eaten a lot of plants and meat we hunt.
Not
too.
Me.
What's the earliest time period you'd be willing to go back to? Cam, this might be a little bit different.
Yeah, so I think I'm out on this question. Well, if I go back early enough, I'm probably chilling. But I don't know.
You don't have to go back to America.
That's true. Earliest time period.
Because, like, 1538 does not seem appealing to me at all. Like,
is that
I was
dark
thinking,
ages,
like,
medieval times?
I was thinking, like, it might be cool to be around for, like, the American Revolution, but even then, it's like, I don't really want to get shot.
Yeah. Do you want to go back to a time where you had to have 10 children just to make sure you had two or three grow up?
To grow the farm, too.
I mean, that's kind of what my grandparents did, though. I had 10 aunts and uncles slash dad. Like, I mean, they had 10 kids to basically make sure they had people working on the farm at all times.
She's like, oh,
and I
man.
Guess they didn't really have anything else to do other than sex each other.
It's common cold season. Lost my third and fifth born today.
Yeah. It's tough.
Hope the sore throat season doesn't get him next month.
You didn't know how to do anything about medicine. You're like, well, he got a cough. Yeah. Let's start prepping for a new one.
How far would you be willing to go back, Charlie?
I think the 70s probably.
70s. Okay.
Like 1970s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's I assume it? That's what he meant. Okay. Not just like 070.
Okay, that's it? You didn't want to go any further? Like,
actually.
Okay. I feel like it would just be so bad with like the basic stuff we're so used to. Like, just like restrooms and showers and stuff like that. You're going to go back and you're going to be like,
this is
oh,
terrible.
You guys haven't showered in the week? Oh, yeah.
Throw me in at 0 BC. I want to be one of the disciples.
I don't think there was a 0 BC.
Just zero?
Well, like
it can't be BC if it doesn't happen.
So what was the last year? I guess what was the last year of BC?
I mean, I would guess it would be one, but I don't know exactly.
Because I think it started with one.
BC counts backwards.
My mind a little bit. I'm trying to think about it.
Maybe?
No, BC starts backwards. So 1000 BC is further away than 1 BC.
So 8,000 BC is very
far. It's like when the, that'd
that's
be like.
8,000 years before Christ.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Start at backwards and then count it.
What's
up.
Zero, though?
It'd be.
What is.
Would it be Christ
exists?
Do we exist?
Have a year that's Christ?
And then AD is.
Well, this was my whole crux of my argument that used to make everybody so mad when I said that there's no. Like, the decade starts on year one.
Mm-hmm.
When everyone's like, oh, 2020, end of the decade, or start of the new decade. I'm like, no, because there's no year zero. So, like, to be 10 years, that's be 1 through 10, 11 through 20.
You're on to something here.
Well, I mean, I didn't coin that argument, but like.
Oh, I thought maybe you did.
Well, I mean,
this is an argument that's unfamiliar to me.
Well, I did look it up, and like NPR and the Farmer's Almanac agree with me, but like I just, whenever you're counting numbers, you go, you know, 1 through 10. You don't go 1 through. You don't go 0 through 9.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, it's not what you do. It's 1 through 10.
Wow. I completely, first of all, I completely agree with you. Second of all, yeah. What was the year that the Christ was born?
Well,
was it zero?
Christ was alive for multiple years, wasn't he? So did they just not
have... Well, no, I think after Christ / before Christ refers to specifically his birth.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well,
so like
AD is after death, so there's just a time frame there where he just existed.
Oh, wait.
I know there's no year zero, so like it went from BC one, one BC to AD one. Apparently, the dating system was devised in 525. So, like, they backdated it all. So, like, they didn't know, like, they were in year zero at the time. Like, this was a or year one at the time.
Put me in, like, year one, and I'll go be one of the disciples.
Okay.
Okay.
I think, or the 1970s.
I think if you're there in year one, though, like, the idea is, like,
Help nurse, like, take care of a child.
Yeah, like, I think
put me in, like, year 20.
You'd want to be in, like, year 500. No, that's when it was coined. You would want to be, like, in year, like, 27, 28, maybe. Yeah.
Or maybe I'd want to go. Jared says I want to go to 30 BC to be a disciple.
I don't think that would be accurate, would it?
But isn't that before Christ?
Maybe
it wasn't so before confused. He was actually born. It was maybe, maybe it was just like.
I'm confused now. We should just use normal numbers instead of somebody.
It is said to most biblical scholars assume a year of birth between 6 and 4 BC.
So we don't even know. So why is BC called before Christ?
I guess when he's like 6, that's whenever he was. Again, I don't know. This guy just kind of made it up in 525, and we all just kind of ran with
it. Why do we disagree with people making stuff up? Everything's so made up. That's what happens when
you
came through with it.
Well, if you just start writing stuff down, maybe people will start, citing Cam Black.
I'm gonna do that. So in history, in 1,000 years from now, somebody's gonna find some writings of me and be like, all right, so.
Well, that's gonna be the thing is people that follow this generation is gonna have a lot of stuff to sift through.
Yeah, they are.
A lot of.
We're
sex
really
jokes.
Making it hard on historians.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We are. Going to be a lot of nonsense.
What do you think, like, this generation's
everyone's an Aristotle.
Is going to be?
We're going to be a menace to future historians.
Well, I mean, like, what do you think, like, the cigarettes of this generation will be? Because I know, like, now people look back at past generations and are like, man, I can't believe people just used to smoke those.
Oh, it's going
to
be the vapes. It's the same thing.
Inside and outside. And
people are like, ew, people did this?
And just didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be vapes.
You think it'll just be like, man, I can't believe like they just used to stare at social media for 8 hours a day without even realizing how bad it was for them. Like, that was just a normal thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the world probably won't make it long enough to go down history. But
I mean, they are just our attention spans are getting wrecked.
Oh, yeah. I can't even spell or do things anymore because autocorrect. I forget how to spell because I'm just like, my phone will fix it as I'm typing.
I did realize I had zero clue on how to spell privilege. Yesterday.
There are a lot of
things. Oh, I rarely have
situations
like that.
I thought there was
like
a D in privilege. I thought it was privileged.
What you guys don't know is that.
No, I spelled it out. I was like, wait a second. This looks terrible.
Yeah.
Math guy.
The spelling guy.
I'm not. Spelling guy makes math guy look like a math whiz.
Oh, okay. So the opposite. Just terrible
like
at that.
It doesn't ever have to, like, get shown off because I just say words out loud.
Yeah.
But I cannot spell.
Okay. That's tough.
I think we learned a lot right here.
Yeah, yeah. We no longer have our
How
cake,
do I fix my attention span?
I don't know. I don't know how to do that.
I mean, Adderall?
I feel like I've gotten to the point. I don't know.
Is that the point of Adderall?
Point, like,
yeah.
Even when I just watch movies now, it's just like, man.
Yeah,
you,
I've got. I started
having a hard time staying focused the entire time.
You got to start leaving your phone. It's all in the phone. You
leave it in the car?
Well, I mean, if you go to the movie theater, no, but just leave it in your pocket. But whenever I'm at home, if I'm watching something I want to pay attention to, I just put my phone away. I just put it on the charger, like next to the recliner, and I sit on the other couch and just leave it. Because it is tough sometimes to go through an hour without having to stop and just look at stuff. It's really a sickening when you think about it. Let's go to break.
What did they do to us?
Just what they wanted.
We always have something in our hand. Got to feel a connection to people. Even when you're sitting in the same room as other people, you want to feel a connection to everyone else.
Is that a shot at me?
Life we live.
No, it wasn't a shot at you at all. How would that be a shot at you?
I thought you were saying that I do that. Like,
well, no, I was saying you as in like everyone. Yeah, like you as in society. I didn't mean it as a shot to you. I mean, everyone feels that way.
I agree. We all do.
Deep. Solving life's problems.
Jesus started his ministry September 11th.
Oh, no.
26 AD, to Wikipedia.
I'm so confused on the BC AD thing now.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. 26 AD.
Matlock Tire, East Tennessee's number one tire service.
So the segment's brought to you by our friends at Kraft Axe Throwing. Axe throwing is perfect for a date night, team building, a birthday party, or just a night out with friends. You can also go try your accuracy on their knives, ninja stars, and more. A wide selection of local craft beers, TVs to catch any game. Go see our friends at Craft Axe Throwing, located minutes from downtown Knoxville. Make sure to tell them that we sent you. Appreciate them coming back on to support us during football season, so you go support them.
It is Ninja Star Day.
It is Ninja Star Day?
It was Mondays, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
I've thrown a good Ninja Star.
Can you only throw them on Mondays?
I think that used to be the thing. I don't know if they've expanded.
The way they made it sound to me is that you could throw them anytime.
Okay, they may have expanded.
I don't know.
They used to where it was like just Mondays was everything day.
It might still be. I don't know.
Throw a Ninja Star?
I wasn't pretty told fun. That whenever I got the notes. They said just include okay. that we got Ninja Stars. So
they
maybe
do.
Call ahead. I don't know.
Just double check her.
That sounds
I'll do
some
so research.
Cool.
It's fun.
How do you throw a Ninja Star? Do you like?
I would imagine kind of like a baseball.
A little bit.
I was thinking.
Just over your head.
You put it in between
your fingers?
Your pointer finger and your.
Like gambit
middle
throwing
finger.
Cards, like card
and
throwers.
Well, they have metal cards too. You practice
those
too.
Your palm facing
that's
your.
That's I'm interested in.
You have your palm facing your head.
I wanted to be Gambit so bad whenever I was
yeah,
a
Gambit
kid.
Was pretty sweet.
Like,
then you think
well,
about it.
Charlie, lucky for you, they have professionals to teach you how to throw him there.
I was really good at the axe throwing. When we were there for that remote?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think you were very good.
You know, I was. Remember the...
I mean, you were better than me.
I beat everyone, and then the pro wanted to play me because I did so good. And
was that
I
you?
Lost to him
okay.
by, like, one.
Yeah, you did. You were really good then.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember if that was you or Brandon.
Maybe I should pursue a career in it.
Maybe. You got the look down.
I need a thicker beard first.
That's true. That's true.
You think Rogaine would do that? Can
your
you
beard?
Put Rogaine on your face?
Just
get
biotin,
get
bro.
I'm sure if you do, like, that for him stuff.
Biotin?
Biotin sponsors keeps. Hair growth, if I remember correctly. I think that's something you can do for hair growth.
I just want a beard so bad.
Just start putting stuff in it. They got stuff that help make it grow. Just do it.
They sell them around Halloween.
Just beards?
Yeah, you just buy one. That's what most people do.
We were talking about Kareem Hunt in the NFL.
Love the NFL.
Someone who did get traded this offseason found themselves injured. N'Keal Harry, who went from the Patriots to the Bears, and I guess was kind of going to be their number one receiver. He looks to be out with a serious injury, which I guess is good news for Velus Jones.
I think they were saying high ankle sprain.
Oh, okay.
Is what I think ended up
last I
out.
Saw was serious injury.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well. I mean, yeah, I think they came out and said it was a high ankle sprain. He's getting reevaluated to see exactly how long he's out.
Okay.
But yeah, still not good for a guy trying to, you know, get some chemistry and learn the system and stuff. But
well, no, that sounds much better than it did initially when I was reading about this morning, so that's good news for there. So I guess Velus Jones won't be in line for a huge chance because of that for the whole season. But at week one or week two, he might be.
Yeah, I think he's still a pretty good option. They don't really have a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, Darnell Mooney, their wide receiver
Mooney,
one, like,
yeah,
clear cut.
Mooney, Harry, and
I would
Velus
say Harry would have
it.
Been two, and Velus a good a chance as any to start
probably
the slot.
Guy,
so
yeah.
Now.
I got some good news, and I got some bad news when it comes to the NFL.
Is the good news about the Saints?
No. Oh. No.
Is the bad news about
these
the
are
Titans?
About, no, these are all just about, like, rule changes.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Jameis.
What happened with Jameis?
He hurt his ankle today.
Seriously, or just, like, a little sprain, or?
They don't know yet. They're going to evaluate him for further evaluation, but.
I like Jameis. I don't know
practice.
Why you're laughing about that.
I like him, too, but I don't like that team.
I like Jameis, but then I also think back to, like, wait, is he really, like, a good guy, though? Like, not really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is he really someone worth rooting for just because he's kind of funny?
That's true. Anyways, no, this is about rule changes. Got good news, got bad news.
Give me the bad news first.
Cam, which one do you want first?
Yeah, I can do bad news. That's fine.
Well,
did you want to give us the good news first?
I mean, I was going to do whatever I wanted regardless. I just wanted to make you guys feel like you had some type of influence on the answer.
Like
but
voting.
I'm going to the good news regardless. Roughing the passer.
Okay.
Should be less called this year. The NFL has given their points of emphasis and said, hey, guys, I just want to make sure you guys know that roughing the passer, yes, they still can't hit below the knee or above the shoulders, a.k.a. the head, with forcible contact. But last year you guys called every bit of contact above the head. This year it's only forcible. So, like, if they get an inadvertent contact that's not a flag – so hopefully that limits some of the roughing the passers called.
Have they put out a statement on the preseason game? I don't know if you saw
the
Trayvon
very first
Walker
play.
Getting that roughing the passer. So I saw a bunch of people mad at that being a roughing the passer call because he kind of, you know, just kind of grabbed him around the, like, you know, upper shoulders, lower head area and, you know, threw him down. They gave him a roughing the passer. So I'm intrigued to see if they still consider that one or, you know, if that will get keep getting called to the same extent. But
I'm imagining this is going to take down some roughing the passer penalties in general.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be any contact to the head. Now, you know, do we want more judgment calls? We'll see, mm-hmm. right? Like, if your quarterback actually does get hit in the head and, it, you know, you think it's forcible and the refs don't or they miss it, like, that's going yeah. to stink. If now all of a sudden players on the defense are a little less afraid to go in low on your knees and all of a sudden your quarterback blows his leg out, mm-hmm. you're probably going to be mad about this. But there are a few things worse as a NFL football fan than getting a big third down stop or forcing a turnover only to see like a roughing the passer called. I say that to say that there are a few things worse than that, and one of the things that is worse than that kind of disappeared last year but is going to come back strong this year, I'm afraid, as another point of emphasis from the NFL was that they want more illegal contacts called. You probably didn't see very many illegal contacts last year. There were only 36 all of last year called.
That's pretty crazy. Okay. I didn't realize it was that low.
I do remember, like, last year watching every NFL game that was, you know, on TV and just being like, man, like, don't see a lot of illegal contacts anymore. That mm-hmm. did cross my mind. The number went from an average of 97 from the years 2002 to 2020 all the way down to 36. But the NFL says they want it to be enforced again. They feel like defensive backs were getting away with too much. They want it called again. They've done this twice before where they made it an emphasis. Mm-hmm. In 2014, they saw it rise from 52 penalties up to 148. Jeez. And in 2004, when this is pretty much what it would have been implemented or at least like started really being enforced, it went from 79 to 191.
So I'm going to get mad about some random call this year for sure. Yeah.
Like I said, there are a few things worse than the roughing passer. To me, illegal contact is, because usually it's very insignificant, and it's a five-yard penalty that's a first down. Mm-hmm. But, yep, there were only 36 last year. And imagine, like, the over-under, I would set it like 125 this year.
Yeah, probably.
You're going to see it almost quadruple, if I was guessing, just judging by past history.
So I know I'm going to see my team lose a game on a miss roughing the passer call to end the drive, and then we're going to give up a first down on illegal contact.
Yep, go ahead and pencil that in. That's going to happen.
I'm locking that in.
I feel like illegal contact happens almost every play, too.
I think that's one that can get called a lot. Now, obviously, like there's rules or there's things that can, you know, trigger that it's not an illegal contact if the quarterback's out of the pocket or in the grass getting sacked or whatever. But, like, yep. Illegal contact, especially since they got away with it last year. I think they watched that one rep in Titans camp between McCreary and Burks where they were just grabbing each other and just said, hey, we're not letting that happen anymore. Can't let these guys hand fight so much. So, yep, maybe less roughing the passer penalties, but more illegal contacts coming your way. That's positive, net negative, neutral, going to wait to see.
That's a trade-off I'll take.
Okay.
I don't think I will. The roughing the passer to me ruined, like, not necessarily entire games, but just, I mean, it made the viewing experience suffer at times when you would just have those little rinky dink incidents where, you know, someone goes to try to deflect the pass and on the follow through, the two of their five fingers graze the right ear of the quarterback, and all of a sudden it's 15 yards and a first down. Like, there were just too many instances where roughing the passer had been taken way too far.
Fair enough.
Whereas illegal contact, yeah, you're going to be upset that they're calling it more, but I think you'll have more justified penalties than you were with some of these roughing the passer calls. Because that will be something that'll be pretty definitive. It'll be like, hey, did the linebacker, you know, grab a good hold of this wide receiver at the top of his route?
Man.
At the 7-yard mark, at the 10-yard mark. Yeah, he did. Okay, cool. That's illegal contact. I mean, I'm trying to look at it from the Titans' perspective. You know, a team that generally isn't cared about in the public, maybe sometimes they don't always get the benefit of the doubt with calls, but in terms of the illegal contact, I could see it going either way because the Titans have a pretty physical defense. You know, they have linebackers that are a little bit smaller in stature that have to get a little bit more handsy. You know, they do like to mix
mix in a fair amount of zone defense where, you know, you are passing guys off, where you are kind of contacting guys as they come through your zone and exit your zone. So maybe, you know, the Titans see a little bit of an uptick, but I could also see this helping the Titans, given that they have a lot of, you know, physical run-through-your-face type.
Well, life's not all about the Titans, okay, guys?
Well, that's what I'm looking at it through the lens of, is a Titans fan.
I mean, our defensive backs are probably going to hold a little bit, but our defensive line is pretty nasty, too. So, I mean, I got
the thing with the roughing the passer thing, obviously we talk about refs always kind of overcompensate when they're told to, you know, go either way as far as adjust for stuff like this. If you have a mobile quarterback, you're already – those QBs are already called less as far as getting rougher than the passer calls just because, you know, you see them running around.
I think of them as more athletic. And,
yeah, so, like, they already don't get as many. So I would be a little bit worried if I was a team of a running quarterback, but you're going to call even less of those.
R.I.P. Lamar Jackson. Yeah, like we'll see how they treat Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, but Lamar's going to die.
Oh, no, Mariota's.
Maybe they're going to let Deshaun Watson die when he comes back, too. Like, here we go, boys, tee off.
I still feel like
preseason. I've never once
thought to myself, man, you know, they really don't call roughing the passer enough.
I mean, no, I'm with you on that. But there has been the tendencies where you'll see like a running quarterback take a hit where you're like, ew, that probably would have been a call if it was like Brady doing it, you know, just because just the different narratives. So I would be a little concerned if I was a team with a mobile quarterback, but you may see, you know, even fewer. And you're going to get a little worried about your quarterback getting hurt. But outside of that, yeah, I'm not, like, against less roughing the passer calls. I just, yeah, the safety issue for some of those quarterbacks.
I will say when comparing these two rules that obviously a 15-yard penalty is three times as bad as a illegal contact.
Yep.
So, like, you can get, you know, basically one-seventh of the way down the field with a roughing the passer penalty, especially if you're starting from, like, you know, the 20-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
And only need 80 yards.
Yeah. You're basically almost in field goal range.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically one-fifth of the field that you have to get to. Like, one-fourth of the field if you're trying to get into field goal range, basically. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, from that perspective, the change is probably, you know, welcome from defenses.
Yeah. Yeah, because, yeah, if you're the 25, roughly the passer.
Yeah, but you're already at the 40. Yeah, no, I did 80 yards. Yeah, not 75. I mean, it's literally one-fifth. Yeah, I mean, you need.
Jeez. Yeah. Big jump there, but, yeah. Okay. Intrigued. Intriguing.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Apparently, Josh Jacobs also sort of kind of wants to be on the trading block as well.
I think I'd want to get traded if I went from lead back to playing in the Hall of Fame game.
That was wild.
Yeah, I couldn't believe. And not even just like run you out there for a couple plays. Like, hey, here you get two drives.
I didn't watch. So I don't want to act like I watched because I didn't watch a second of the Hall of Fame game. I told you guys I wasn't going to, and I didn't.
I watched every moment.
But I did check.
1-0 on the gambling season.
I did check out the box score afterwards. And I was like, why the hell is Josh Jacobs in this game?
Yeah. Everybody said that as soon as he appeared. And I was like, oh. As soon as I saw him out there, I was like, oh, well, now Uber's going to hit because they're being weird about this. But, yeah, I don't know what they're doing that. And I would be a little offended if I was him and all the other starters are getting the rest. And they're like, oh, yeah, you get out there, man. You got
this.
In the position that gets hurt pretty easily.
If I'm him, is like, what have I not done at this point? Like, why are you guys treating me this way? In my first year, you know, I played in 13 games. I ran for nearly 1,200 yards. Mm-hmm. I averaged nearly 5 yards a carry. I had 7 touchdowns. I only fumbled once. The next year, played in 15 games, nearly 1,100 yards, still nearly 4 yards a carry at 3.9. 12 touchdowns, and only fumbled twice. You know, you add in an extra 238 yards of receiving there. And even last year was his worst year. I mean, that was the year that he didn't get as many carries, but he still played in 15 games, still got 217 carries, still nearly 900 yards and 4 yards a carry with 9 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Another 350 through the air. Like, he's been a productive running back, a pretty consistent running back, a guy that has done a pretty decent job taking care of the football. I think he has some explosiveness to him as well. It's just weird to see him getting this treatment from the Raiders.
Yeah, they made it clear that he's not in their long-term plans. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option, which, you know, as a first-round pick, that probably would have put him, you know, a little bit too high paid as a running back. But, you know, they made it clear last year by bringing Kenyon Drake. They're like, hey, we want somebody here that's just as good as Jacobs. And, you know, they since then, you know, have went and, you know, drafted Zamir White as well, right?
Yep.
I mean, that was a draft pick they used. How high was Zamir White drafted? I mean, he was
that fourth?
Round four. So
four was to be my guess.
Not a huge investment, but, you know, they have Amir Abdullah too. Like, you know, they've got Kenyon Drake, and they're saying, like, hey, and Josh McDaniels said as much as, like, we believe in all the running backs we have here. Therefore, like, Josh Jacobs ain't that guy. Josh Jacobs ain't going to be happy. And he's not got his contract next year, and he's going to be mad if he's splitting time, right? So if you're Josh Jacobs, you're looking like Kareem Hunt and saying, give me a chance to actually have a contract year. You know, we always talk about contract years for athletes, like in the NBA and other sports, where they get a chance to really go out and ball out. If you are in a contract year and you're going to be the backup in Cleveland and maybe, you know, a part of a three-headed monster when you look at, you know, D'Ernest Johnson, and then you look at what's going on in Vegas and you might be a part of a three-headed monster with Kenyon Drake and Zamir White, that's going to lower your value. So if you're Josh Jacobs, obviously you want out. You want to be gone.
Absolutely.
But also if you're the Raiders, you're kind of like, nah, I'm good.
You're like, no, we need you gone. Or we would like to have that pop there for sure.
But they said they're not going to trade him, which I don't know if that's them posturing or what. But said they had no intentions. The Raiders did point out, or at least I guess McDaniels pointed out or someone on his behalf pointed out, that, yeah, they did make former Pro Bowl running back Josh Jacobs play. But outside of Derek Carr and, like, their two established receivers, Hunter Renfrow and, of course, Davante Adams, four of the five starters on the offensive line played as well.
Yeah, no, I noticed that as well.
It's like, hey, we're actually having, like, we're trying to get our team out here and get them ready. Which Josh McDaniels is, I guess, hitting the ground with something to prove. He's going to be, is he going to be that hard-o coach that's, like, trying too hard to prove, like, he's going to set a culture and all these things? Because it seems like a way to lose your team, right?
For sure.
But if you're Josh Jacobs, like, it's they're telling you that they don't necessarily care about you past this year.
I just feel like Josh Jacobs is better than Brandon Bolden, better than Zamir White, and better than Kenyon Drake, and will be better than those three guys for the foreseeable future.
I would think so.
Like, I just think it would be a mistake to move away from Josh Jacobs, and it felt weird that they, you know, treated him the way they did last year at times with Kenyon Drake. Like, I get that Kenyon Drake revitalized himself for, what was it, like a six-week run in Arizona, you know, the year prior. But
yeah,
Josh Jacobs is a dog.
Yeah, he's been a good player for them. Healthy.
I was going to say, I feel like he's a little overrated, but I think he's solid.
I mean, he's firmly in the top 15, so I guess dog is maybe an overstatement.
Top 15, I'll give you.
He's firmly in the top 15, and at times, I think he's, you know, in his three-year career, there have been times where he's been in the top 10, or at least there's been that argument.
I agree with that. And I do think, like, I don't know if it's a philosophy change or, like, if they just don't view him as being a long-term answer. I don't understand why they do him the way they do sometimes, because I do feel like when he gets the ball, like, he's been pretty effective. Like, even last year in their playoff game, 13 carries, 83 yards.
Yep.
Four catches on five targets for 44 yards. Like, I mean, he was a playmaker for them. 13 carries for 83 yards. That comes out to 6.4 yards a carry. Like, I would say that maybe if they gave him the ball more against Cincinnati last year, maybe they won that game. And in a must-win game to get in the playoffs, 26 carries, 132 yards, and a touchdown against the Chargers. I mean, that was another pretty good performance. But he did have a terrible start to the beginning of last year. So I understand him kind of falling out of favor with them. But it did seem like in their best games, he played pretty well. Like their Thanksgiving win. That was Thanksgiving, right? The 25th against Dallas when they beat Dallas in overtime. That was Thanksgiving, right?
Yes.
22 carries, 87 yards, and a touchdown. you know, that's a pretty solid game. You'll take it from your running back. When I look at the losses, I'm looking at a whole lot of, like, low teens carries. So I do think he's important to them.
Yeah, he's kind of been the kind of take pressure off him because they do pass a lot. And
but
the times they have success, they have been more, you know, splitting with him and passing and stuff like that. And
but what I'll also say is that if you're going to pay big money for Carr and Devontae Adams.
Yep.
I understand not wanting to pay a running back as
well. And
that's
probably the easiest position there to kind of just bargain bin to an extent. So
you have a fourth-round pick
and
hope that it works out there with Zamir White. So, like, I get it from the Vegas perspective. That's the toughest thing about the NFL, man, is, like, you can't pay everybody.
Yeah.
You got to prioritize.
That's the thing, It's team building. That's what makes team building so hard is because, you got to decide who's worth it and who you can get with value and all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's what made the 90s and, like, the late 80s before the 49ers so different. It's like they didn't have a salary cap they had to deal with.
I guess just with the Raiders, running back is a very replaceable position, but I don't feel like you have a suitable replacement.
Now, again, they might change their mind if Zamir White doesn't work out. Maybe they do end up paying Jacobs $7 or $8 million to keep him, but it seems like that bridge is burnt.
No, I wouldn't pay that much to keep him either, but I would use the hell out of him until then.
And maybe they do. Maybe they do. So they're not trading him, so we'll see. In the NFL, again, it's harder to kind of force your way out, so you might not have any other option than to come out and play. Mm-hmm. But I always feel like with my running back, man, if he's not under contract, he's not happy. That first moment that ankle gets a little sore.
Yeah.
I'm going to the trainer's room, sir. I'm not running anymore. I'm not playing. That seems like a bad thing. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. This segment is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, they want to help you get the compensation that you deserve. At G3, you matter most. Visit g3helpme.com or call them at 865-401-8214 to get help now. That's g3helpme.com. Once again, g3helpme.com. Shout out to Houston Kress, who spent his time in here yesterday getting the studio looking good. Charlie, over under October 5th before the first foam thing on the back of this wall falls down. I know he said he upgraded it with Velcro.
He also said his girlfriend Velcro. Julia helped him. I feel like with the addition of a woman's touch.
Okay.
Okay.
That sorry to Jules for not including her in my bed.
Those will indeed all still be there on the wall October 5th.
I do think the Velcro is a big, big flip.
Oh, yeah, the Velcro's a huge flip.
That's a game changer.
The magnet idea, like it was Walter White and Jesse Pinkman trying to rely on magnets in here, was the stupidest thing. But I
mean, the magnets kept them up for like a good
not really
couple of years,
not,
right? No,
I ain't gonna lie to you, Troy. They started falling down basically right after they went up. You just had to keep trying to put them back up. Then eventually, too many of them fell down. It's like, well, we can't just keep putting them up because they keep falling down. It did okay. Mm-hmm. So you're saying make it past October 5th? Because look, that one little spot already there is poking out a little bit.
No, these are Velcroed on.
Velcroed,
like command stripped, or like.
Well, I don't know. He just told me Velcro, which Velcro should hold. But I just know we got a lot of big old boys in here.
And maybe the sticky side of Velcro falls off the wall, and then you lose it like that.
But I don't guess we're gonna be drinking in here doing like voluntary reaction, right? I mean, they kind of just do that at home now, like on the phone, right?
Yeah, kind of do the Twitter thing, yeah.
Maybe.
I think it could last past that day. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I'm trusting in the Velcro. I'm trusting in the engineering.
Well, what's your prediction? Do you have a date in mind?
I think
first loss that somebody gets mad at, they're going to come in here and rip some off. It's out of anger.
I don't know. If we play any daytime basketball games, you can see some coming down mysteriously.
It's true.
Somebody will back a chair or something into one and knock one off.
I mean, maybe the clumsiest guy.
It's just not a lot of space for us big old boys to be sitting here like whenever we go to pack stuff up. So I'm thinking we'll be okay. But again, I just noticed a couple of them peeking out. Don't start touching them. Don't start touching them.
Uh-oh.
But it is nice to have.
I don't know if those are making it.
Shout out on the Periscope. The orange is popping right there.
The orange looks good. I've had people were texting saying, wow, you guys look great today. Like, is that a new studio?
Feels like it.
So there's complimenting, like, the backdrop, not us.
I mean, we don't look great. But.
Well, I did see your Instagram picture over the weekend. I was going to compliment you. You look pretty good in it. In your suit, or not your suit, but your wedding attire.
The one I put on my thanks?
Yeah, you looked good.
Yeah, thank you. I felt good.
Yeah, you looked good.
I saw that picture. I was like, man, you look better than you normally do.
Did you get any other ones by yourself?
I have just one that my mom took of me.
Okay.
And I have one with my mom.
Okay. That's good. I mean, just when you're dressed up, you just got to make sure you get a couple pictures. You know what I mean? I was hoping that this wasn't the only one you had because.
I kind of wish I would have taken a couple more pictures just
because
I did look as good as I did.
Yeah.
So I could have had some for the Tinder, the Bumble, the Hinge.
Right.
Because my brother came up to me at like 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and he was like, dude, it's pissing me off. I was like, what? He goes, I've had a weird amount of people just coming up to me and complimenting me on your hair. It's like, what do you mean? He's like,
it looks good in the pitch.
Like, girls just keep telling me, like, man, your brother has some great hair. Like, his flow is really good.
It looked good in the pitch.
I wish they could have told me that. Then I would have told him they had pretty hair, nice dress, pretty eyes.
Yeah.
Bought him a free drink.
Would have been nicer had they told you that. That is true. Your brother did not do a good job of helping you out there.
He's got to pass that along.
So you always got to make sure you get enough pictures when you're dressed up. But I just wanted to compliment you. You look
so
good.
Bad at that.
You look good. Yeah, I know. I always look back and
I didn't take any
wedding
pictures
I went
the last
to, I was looking sharp. I sent you guys a picture.
Yeah.
You guys were all, you look good. And then I realized I didn't get any other pictures out there, really. Yeah, and by the time I did, I'd been dancing. So, like, the shirt was a little halfway untucked.
Yeah,
so
you
got to
get them early and
good,
get it done. And, I forgot too.
That's the bad part about going places solo. That you always got to either take selfies or like,
somebody,
it just doesn't work.
It's weird.
That's the bad part. Yeah. That's the bad part.
Selfies don't look good either.
I know, especially with me because, like, I just got weird angles and, like, when I went to that music festival myself, I was trying to take pictures and I didn't just have any of me vibing. And I was like, this kind of sucks.
I don't have the confidence to take a selfie.
I've noticed I'm getting uglier.
But
I've noticed I'm getting uglier.
That's
something
I've always really appreciated about you. I've always respected is
that I'm fine with selfies.
You just have the confidence to take selfies. Like
you post
more selfies
I'm
than any other straight man I know.
I'm losing the confidence, so I'm not gonna lie to you. As I get older, the eyes are getting a little saggier, a little darker.
The one from the music festival is my favorite of the recent ones.
Yeah. Well, I was helped out there with some.
Did you delete that one?
White Claws. From Twitter? No, the one, it should still be there, but maybe, who knows? I might have. Who knows?
There was one that looked real good.
The one I was fighting for my life on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was down bad. They were winning. Hour two in the books. We go off hour three with headlines. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.